This is KUT. I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard. The Art of Racing in the Rain is a book about an auto mechanic and an aspiring race car driver who's dealing with the illness and death of his wife. It's told from his dog's point of view. The novel was, until recently, required reading for Highland Park High School students. However, at a school board meeting this month, parents and grandparents sounded the alarm over materials used in the classroom. In all, 7 books have been flagged for review due to references to sex, abortion, abduction, and homosexuality, including The Art of Racing in the Rain. Joining us now is the author, Garth Stein. Thank you so much for taking time to speak with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
So do you know why your book was removed from the Highland Park High School curriculum?
Yeah, from what I mean, there is definitely a scene that's part of the plot of the book that involves an allegation of sexual molestation. It's handled, I think, rather delicately, and it was necessary to drive the plot, and I believe that's kind of the offending moment.
So has your book been challenged anywhere else to your knowledge?
You know, it hasn't been, but a long time ago, I was getting some emails from different places throughout the country, specifically in middle schools, and librarians were saying, well, we can't have words that use the so-called F-bomb in them. We can't have that in our library. Too bad, because this book has so many great messages for young people. We'd love to share it with them, but our community standards won't allow that. So I worked with my publisher, and we put out a young reader edition that is sort of cleaned up of language, and it also changes the sexual molestation question is finessed in a different direction. So, you know, that was sort of a way of trying to appeal to a broader audience, understanding that different communities have different standards.
So when you found out that even after all that you had done, this was nonetheless being challenged in Highland Park, what was your reaction? How did you feel?
Frankly, I'm a little baffled by it. I mean, the book has got so much in terms of life messages that is good for both adults and for young people. You know, teenagers really love the character of Enzo, who's this dog. They love the story. They really get engaged in it. And it really inspires quite a bit of discussions from what I've heard from teachers who teach it in the class. So I really believe that the way difficult situations should be handled is by discussion and by conversation, not by censorship and let's hide it away and not discuss it. I think having that open air discussion is really what young people are going to benefit from, not trying to make it taboo.
Yeah, I think that some people, and I'm not trying to speak for Highland Park in this, you know, the details of any debate between parents and teachers over what's appropriate, that's always going to be different depending on, you know, the community and standards in the community and frankly, the way that parents feel about the upbringing of their kids. But I guess this does come down to who ultimately should decide that sort of thing. I mean, we encourage parents to monitor what their kids take in terms of the movies that they go see and the music that they listen to. Why not books? I mean, shouldn't that be something that the parent ultimately is responsible for?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I think that there has to be a dialogue in the equation. And if we're trusting a school system to teach algebra, we should be trusting them to teach other things as well. And if we want to have a discussion about those within the parameters of the school or as an extracurricular sort of thing in the evenings or something where people get together and discuss these things, there's a reason why, in other words, teachers choose a certain curriculum. It's because they have a belief that what they can add to the discussion with the students is going to benefit the students in particular, but the community at large. And so then this all needs should be a discussion and not just a, oh my gosh, there's a bad word, let's throw this book out. Now, I know that what's happening in Highland Park is they've suspended my book as well as the other books, pending further review. And, you know, honestly, I'd be happy to get involved in a discussion with the school board in this review if they want to, you know, understand the context of the scene that is in there that they find offensive and why I put it in and why it couldn't be any other way, why it's inevitable. I'm happy to participate in that discussion and not in no way sort of taking this decision making out of the hands of the parent.
Garth Stein is the author of several books, including The Art of Racing in the Rain, and more recently, A Sudden Light, which is due out later this month. Garth, thanks so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard, KUT News.